And now this is a dictation for Bonita, B-O-N-I-E-T-A, Hall, H-A-L-L, April 26, 39, addressed as a letter to Kaylin Guidman, 775-1640. Dear Mrs. Guidman, follow up for Bonita, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, last visit in June. Episode of COVID, requiring hospital admission. This was around July. Was in Mount Pleasant, Clare, and Midland. Problems of bed assignment. Right now, does not require any oxygen. Uses inhalers. No vomiting. Diarrhea or bleeding. She has inflammatory bowel disease on treatment, no, with a stable weight and appetite. Underlying COPD, no chest pain palpitation, other review system negative. Medication list review, notice the inhalers, and remains on Remicade, R-E-M-I-C-A-D-E, and Valsalazide, V as in boy, A-L-S-A-L-A-Z-I-D-E, for the inflammatory bowel. Next paragraph, present weight 111, blood pressure by nurse 177.90, needs to be checked at home, COPD abnormalities, few rals on basis, distant, no pleural effusion, no gross arrhythmia, no pericardial rapt, ascites, no gross edema, some acrocyanosis on the hands, non-focal. Next paragraph, most recent chemistry is creatinine 2.1, stable, GFR 23, stage 4, labs review. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4, underlying hypertension, slowly progressive over time, but no indication for dialysis. Blood pressure in the office, poorly controlled, needs to be checked at home before medications are adjusted. Present electrolyte, acid-based nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, normal. Does not require changes on diet for potassium, no bicarbonate or phosphorus binders. Anemia, no EPO treatment. Diarrhea is a factor from the inflammatory bowels. And previously, pancreatic abnormalities too. Clinically stable. Plan to see her back on the next 6 months.